Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, January 4th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, hopefully going to get back on track right now, preparing and sharing these messages daily after a couple weeks of health issues in our home. It's a joy to share God's Word in our ministry, which we call Daily Encouragement Net. Today, if you were to go to our site, you will see a photo of what we encountered yesterday on the way home from church, some sheep in the middle of the road, and that forms the illustrative basis of our message today, titled, Like Sheep Gone Astray. The scripture text is from 1 Peter 2, verse 25.
For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
As we drive through the Pennsylvania countryside, one of our favorite sightings is a farm with woolly sheep and tottering lambs grazing in the pasture land. However, yesterday we didn't need to look for them. Instead, they came to us. As we turned a bend and came over a hill in the road, we made a quick stop as several sheep that had fled from a safe pasture were grazing right in the middle of the road.
Well, seeing these sheep gone astray reminded us instantly of the many Bible stories and illustrations about sheep. This morning, as we looked into God's Word, we're experiencing His peace as once again we look at the position of sheep in relation to the Great Shepherd.
The Bible frequently uses the metaphor of a shepherd and sheep to demonstrate man's relationship with God. In fact, it begins as early as Genesis 49, verse 24, and continues through the final book of Revelation 7, verse 17. Of course, the most beloved and comforting passage using this metaphor is Psalm 23, along with our Lord's words, I am the good shepherd, in John 10, verse 11.
In our daily text, Peter alludes to a verse in Isaiah which states, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Well, indeed, we have all gone astray, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Sheep gone astray are sheep surrounded by danger since they have no ability to protect themselves. They're at the mercy of other predatory animals and aren't built for speed even if they do run. They're easily lost with no GPS to find their way home. Poisonous weeds look just as inviting as the pasture for grazing. And I don't need to tell you that moving vehicles are obviously a deadly force that sheep cannot defeat. Much like the sheep that face lethal enemies daily, we too deal with an enemy Peter describes as, quote, the devil who prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. That's 1 Peter 5, verse 8.
Have you returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls? Although the shepherd seeks the lost sheep, we all have a free will. Are you in his fold of safety today? Well, if you're in his fold, rejoice. Life's biggest problem has been resolved.
If you've gone astray or are in lethal pasture land, we encourage you to return to him. Do you hear the voice of the shepherd calling to you? Come home. Respond to the beckoning voice of the great shepherd today. Any fleshly temptation to indulge in temporal pleasure pales in comparison to being under God's steadfast love and care. Jeremiah writes in chapter 15, verse 16 in his book, when your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight. Jeremiah was feeding on some soul food while his own people were indulging in the enemy's poisonous revelry.
Well, finally today, take note of the word overseer in our daily text. This is the only place in the entire Bible that the underlying Greek word episkopos,
which is bishop in the King James Version,
it's used to describe God.
It's used as a description of God, and I think that's an interesting truth. It means one who watches over or superintends. Well, that's what we need for our souls today. And so do each one of you. Well, Brooksine and I can declare today we have returned to that great shepherd. We don't want to be lost again. Praise the Lord for his steadfast love and care. A prayer for each reader today. Brooksine will pray it, but she's merely reading a scripture text from Hebrews 13, 20 and 21.
May the God of peace who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us on this first Monday morning of 2010. It's a cold day today, but I think warming up a bit. We've had a couple blustery, cold, gale-like winds, with gale-like winds coming from the west the last several days, and are grateful for a little bit of a respite. Well, we are getting back to some degree of normalcy in our home following my surgery 2 weeks ago today now, and some other health issues that Esther had the last couple of weeks. Well, Esther goes to work today. Brooksine will make some chaplain worksite visits, and I'll be busy catching up with some office work. And I am happy to report yesterday I was able to preach, but was sure weary when I got home. What a blessing to serve the Lord today. Today we have a number of songs we suggest for those of you that enjoy the musical component, which merely consists of our seeking songs that relate to our message. And we do have a number available that are actually YouTube videos. I find that to be the easiest way to share music the last several years. And all you'll need to do is to click on the video link. And in most cases, if you have a high-speed internet connection, you'll be able to hear the song. These songs include He Leadeth Me and Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us, two classic hymns of the church, and then several versions of Psalm 23. As we began to, actually last night, looking for music, there are a number of beautiful versions of this song available. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Monday, January 1st. Oh, Monday, January 4th, 2010. I'll have a little bit of hard time probably for several weeks getting used to saying that. I noticed on one of my versions I had still put 2009 on Friday. Have a blessed day today, and may God give you grace as you continue to serve and follow Him.